Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I got to tell you, Cole, this is my favorite segment of the week because the Tolos always bring the fire. Every single Thursday at 5 o'clock, it is your opportunity to call in and take over these airwaves, 844-326-3663. You know as well as I do, Cole, that one great phone call can spark 20 minutes of great phone calls. So let's go ahead and get through Dewey's before we get to the really good one. Coming up next.
Are you really doing that to Dewey? Are you really doing that?
Dewey, you're on the air. What have you got to say?
That hurt my feelings.
I didn't know you had any feelings.
I don't.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I'm about to go to the store and make my beer room for the weekend. First of all, this week in college football, it's going to suck. Because it's SEC State and Bethune and Troy and all these other little teams, big teams beating up on the little teams and flexing their muscles and making themselves look like they're national champions all of a sudden again, and like Clemson. And I actually think Troy's going to upset Clemson, I think. But anyway.
You're Dewey.
How come you
Dewey,
didn't take that Dewey. One then, Dewey?
Well, I was trying to be realistic, but I really now I'm thinking about it again. But my official upset pick would be Troy over Clemson.
Oh my God!
But I'm going to stick with Duke because Duke and Illinois. Duke is better than Illinois, I think. But anyways, I got a complaint.
Oh God!
This has been bothering me for a long time now, and I got to get this off my chest.
Well, go ahead, Dewey.
And drinking today really, really enhanced it.
God.
But anyways, y'all cover high school football, which is very good, and y'all do a good job doing that. But how come y'all don't cover middle school football, B-team football? How come y'all don't cover JV football? You got these little seventh graders out there. They're trying to, they're playing football, but no one's getting their name out there. You don't see Chase Justice talking about them. Y'all don't talk about B-team football. And JV's trying to make a varsity team, but they're playing their hearts out, and they're playing these schools, they're winning games, but no one ever talks about them. And I think it's a travesty because they're out there, they're breaking their necks, and they're breaking their arms. And their parents have to take them to the hospital just like their parents have to take the high schoolers to the hospital. I think that's a travesty. It should be covered. Y'all should be out there covering Malden Middle School and JLMN Middle School and Burns Middle School. And even the elementary Pee Wee teams need to get some coverage. But middle school and in the ninth grade JV, the JV football team needs to get coverage. And y'all don't talk about cross 600 high school cross country. That's another thing. That's another argument for another day. But yeah, but the football straight across the board, the better varsity is all about college, and now they're paying these high school players now too, and they get to transfer all around the world. But the B team and JV, they don't get no respect, and they don't get no recognition, and they need to.
Sounds like Dewey needs to start a podcast about Pee Wee football. Then we'll have NIL coming to Pee Wee football.
Boy, I feel like my IQ just goes down every single time Dewey calls.
Texter says, I'm glad I'm home. Dewey makes my ears bleed.
Oh, that's so bad, but so funny, but so like, what do you do with it, right? Yeah, what do you do? And then I'd hate to be old Dan B. Diesel to follow in those shoes, right?
Yeah, good luck, Dan. What have you got to say?
I don't have a whole bunch, just other than everybody needs to get their picks in, of course. But with Dewey, I mean, if we're going to go that far, we might as well just do esports. You guys might as well just cover everything. Madden 25 and the new NASCAR game.
Dan, we'll let Rob do that.
Good point. Dan, do you know that you can gamble on esports?
Yeah, on that app that you guys were pushing for a minute. Yeah, I thought this was ridiculous. I would never put money on an esport. That's like, what?
What kind of degenerate gambles on other people playing video games?
Isn't that
games?
Crazy? I'm telling you, man, it is.
That's that question. But if you want to invoke the rule of 23.1.0.alpha, we can take some points away from Dewey.
Oh, every time Dewey calls in and takes more than 30 seconds to get his point out,
God,
that's a point?
It took like 4.5 minutes today. I think JD said one time we had a rule on, you know, how long. I mean, I think you went over the rule today. I really do. Where's your NASCAR at this weekend, Dan? Playoffs, right?
Yeah, no, Hamlin's sitting top of the cut line, I guess. Technically, he only has to finish 31st in the next two races to projectively make it. So, my guess is all right.
Let me ask you this question, because I hadn't been following it lately. He's never won the championship. That's one thing he's never done in his career. Has he got a chance to do that this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% think so.
Be pretty cool. See him do it for the first time, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he might even bail if he wins it. So no,
he's going to retire?
He might.
Just go out on top, I guess, right?
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Elway did it.
And Dan, who was your upset pick this week, by the way?
Which one did I go with?
God, guess it's not a winner.
Oh, he's not confident in his pick.
You don't even know.
No, it was one rice.
You went rice.
Only me and
you chose
rice.
A food as your upset pick?
Why not?
We talk it's about a side. That's time. Not even a main dish. That's a side, Dan.
It's true. But you know, a lot of main dishes have rice under the main dish. You ever thought about that?
It's an accoutrement. It's a base. Mm. It's not.
I like the first word better than base.
Accoutrement.
Yeah, I like that better.
Jambalaya, that's a full rice dish.
That's true. It's true. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
God, now we're getting hungry.
Prove me wrong real quick.
It's 5 o'clock. Thanks,
I'll
Dan.
Just put up my headphones and stop broadcasting. Thanks, Dan.
We'll go eat. Let's go eat. Let's take the show off.
James says, Owls disrespect. Yeah. Is there a single football team in the United States that are the Owls that are worth a damn?
I took them last week in
Rice,
the upset picks challenge.
Kennesaw State, Florida Atlantic, Temple.
There's that
they
many
all
Owls?
Suck. Is there more?
No.
I know of those four.
I took Florida Atlantic last week, the Owls, and they did not hit. They did not hit. Dan's going with Rice.
Interesting. James, how many more Owls are there besides those four? Temple, FAU, Rice, Kennesaw State. And three of them are in the same conference.
Here's a good one for you, too.
Might as well call them the Bulldogs.
This research, Diesel. Let's do this sometime. How many college football teams are associated with food?
Ooh.
You've got rice off the top of your head right now.
Oh, God, rice.
What else?
Can we say the North Dakota State Bison? Because you can eat those.
Yeah, it's acceptable. you wild game.
Why not? Why
right?
not?
So if that's the case, then you throw in a lot of animals. Right, you throw in.
Yeah, in that sense.
Yeah, you have to include the animals. What college football teams with food? Let's see if Tom in Somerville right now, off the cuff, what are the college football mascots associated with food, Tom?
I guess you got chicken. I always said, you know, for Carolina fans, you know, when we call ourselves the Chickens, I don't know why we'd want to eat our own mascot, but
well, there's another word for the South Carolina Gamecocks that some people eat.
What's that?
I can't say that word by itself on the radio.
Oh, just take the game out,
yeah,
and you're good. Yeah, that's that. Yeah, but the reason I wanted to call today, guys, and I'm sick and tired of seeing this all over social media, but Dabo needs to shut his mouth, okay?
Agreed.
He lost. He lost the game. Stop giving grades. He come up with these stupid numbers. You know, Dabo lost. And instead of trying to make excuses, you know, maybe what he needs to do is go into real estate, you know, maybe go down to New Spring, get him a part-time job.
He used to be in real estate, by the way, Tom.
What's that?
He used to be in real estate when he lived in Bama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he used to be. Man, you know what? Maybe he can go back to Tuscaloosa. Maybe that'll make him happy. Because, you know, whatever's going on at Clemson, he doesn't seem happy anymore. And I'm tired of getting on social media or turning on ESPN and just seeing him complain, you know? You lost the game, Dabo. Get over it.
I've never seen a coach try to mitigate a loss, Tom, by saying, well, we weren't very good, but the team that beat us wasn't a heck of a lot better either. So it really wasn't that bad of a loss when you think about it.
He's trying to be Butch Jones. That's what he's trying to be. And you do not want to be Butch Jones, okay?
Champions of life.
You know, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, Dabo just needs, next time he gets in front of the podium, he just needs to get up there and admit that Shane Beamer is his daddy, and he's 0-1. Okay, he's 0-1 on the year, and you know he'll go beat Troy and all these people. You know they're going to start to say, well, maybe Cade figured it out. The same crap we hear every single year after they go beat, you know, some Sun Belt school. Sorry, Diesel.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just so freaking annoying, you know. And Dabo just needs to stop whining, go find himself a quarterback, and then he can say whatever he wants.
Speaking of playing Sun Belt schools, Tom, who did South Carolina lose to out of the Sun Belt in 2019?
Ooh,
you're Appalachian.
Okay.
But you know what?
And who'd they lose to out of the SoCon a couple years prior to that?
Oh gosh,
say it out loud, Tom. It's okay. Get through it.
South Carolina lost to Citadel. You know what? They were 4-8. Both years they lost to the Citadel and the App State. They were 4-8. Okay.
They get $50 million a year, Tom. I don't want to hear that. They were bad that year. They got $50 million.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. There's no excuse to losing to Citadel ever. But, you know, App State, y'all were really good that year, Diesel, okay? You were really good that year. And, you know, at least we weren't in the top 10 and lost to you like Michigan and Texas A&M. You know, at least we sucked when we lost to you.
That's fair enough. Thanks, Tom.
Go Gamecocks, Cole. Good luck to your Cowgirls tonight. I'll be watching.
Thanks, Tom. A little bit of breaking news real quick from ESPN. The NCAA has voted to move to a January transfer window and eliminate the spring window for football.
Wow, that's interesting. That's going to change things for coaches.
Eliminating the spring window. Again, just in a few minutes ago, NCAA votes to move to a January transfer window and eliminate the spring window for football. We've said a couple weeks ago, there's already too many windows, right?
Right.
Too many opportunities. There needs to be one. Consolidate it.
Right. Well, a lot of coaches, they don't want to have to be worrying about during bowl season, especially those that are going to be playing later bowl games. They don't want to be thinking about, hey, am I going to be able to keep my wide receiver on the team? Am I going to be able to field a roster? Who was it? Wasn't it Marshall a couple of years ago that lost? This is before Charles Huff took everybody to Southern Miss. Didn't they lose like 20 guys off of their roster before the bowl game? and they still went and played the bowl game anyway, which is just brutal. It's not fair. It's not fair to ask coaches to do that.
No, I'm with you. It is interesting, though, man. That's spring window. Yeah, I think I'm good with it.
What kind of spring is January anyway?
What'd you say?
You said they moved it to January? They moved the spring window up to January, or they moved the fall one back to January?
They're eliminating the spring one. Okay. So it's going to January. By the way, more importantly, Diesel, I was doing some research to see what programs were associated with food.
Yep.
I don't think there's many out there. So the only other close one, you can't eat a Cornhusker.
No, because a Cornhusker is somebody who husks corn that you then
eat. That's a person.
Right.
I know Nebraska's big on the corn stuff.
I mean, Ed Gein can eat a Cornhusker.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's real dark.
It's dark, yeah.
I mean, look, I'm looking around.
Said orange, Syracuse orange.
Oh, that's good. I mean,
orange, we all know what it used to mean. The Syracuse orange men, we know what it used to mean. Yeah. Well, now it's just a man in a big bulbous orange.
And fruit costume. They don't identify as, since we're in 2025, that's what we say now. Right. You don't identify as the fruit, the orange, right? They don't identify as that, do they?
Well, a lot of people out there identify as fruits.
Yeah, that's true.
Believe it or not. Some people are saying Buckeyes. Well, you don't want to eat a Buckeye because a Buckeye is poisonous.
The nut?
Yeah. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Hey, you know what? That hurts your teeth, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. I mean, I guess you could
crack a nut.
Roast Buckeye nuts on an open fire.
Texter says Buckeyes are edible.
Buckeyes are poisonous, aren't they?
I don't know where you're getting information from.
Don't be putting Buckeyes are edible out there because somebody's going to believe it.
I don't know. Do you know what a banana slug is?
Yeah, it's a slug that eats bananas. No, it's a yellow slug.
There's a mascot out there called the banana slugs.
Do
you know it?
It's not San Jose State. It's, it's UC Santa Barbara.
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
Yep.
I have a UC Santa Cruz t-shirt, and it's made famous from Pulp Fiction. When Jules shoots Marvin in the face.
Okay.
It wasn't Jules. It was Vincent. Vincent shoots Marvin in the face, and so they get blood all over their clothes, so they got to go over to the guy's house, change clothes into something that's not covered in brain matter, and one of them is wearing a UC Santa Cruz Banana Slugs t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
How about this? You like the chewing gum Big Red?
Yep.
Cornell? Big Red?
How about
do they identify as chewing gum?
I don't know. How about the Scottsdale Community College Fighting Artichokes?
Ugh, that's gross.
Yeah.
You have the Delaware Fighting Blue Hens. Again, a hen, chicken. Yeah. If you want to throw the animals in there, I guess you could, right?
Let's see here. Yes, according to Google, Buckeye plants are poisonous.
So Buckeye Mike on the stream said not the peanut butter chocolate Buckeyes. Yes, Buckeye nuts. What are we talking about here? Where have we gone? I mean, where have we gone here?
Now you can't even drink Buckeye tears in Ann Arbor anymore because friggin' Ohio State sued the bars and said, you can't mess with our branding and sell Buckeye tears in Ann Arbor. So lame.
Texter says Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah.
Wild hog pork, right?
Yeah. Little delicious, pork, I'm sure.
Boston bun. Huh. There you go. There's your I don't know how we got to that segment. What colleges associate with food? I think it was Dan B's fault, by the way, with a rice pick. One more time, though, before we run off, our upset picks, Diesel. You chose who this week for your upset pick?
I chose Kansas. +6.5.
Mizzou, right?
Over Mizzou. And Mizzou, didn't they score a bunch of points last week?
They did score a bunch of points, but it wasn't against anybody that can, you know, breathe and play football.
Oh, Kansas plays defense this year. That's the crazy
thing. Well, Jalen Daniels is back. He's been there a couple of years now. I don't hate that pick at all. I like it.
It was Central Arkansas, 61-6, the final score for Missouri. 61-6.
I don't hate that one. My only worry is it's not with Jalen Daniels, it's with the defense. Right. Is Kansas going to be able to stop Missouri's offense?
I don't think they have to stop him. I think they just need to slow him down. If they can slow him down to the tune of like 21, 28 points, I think they got a shot.
Yeah.
I really do.
They might.
Because Kansas can score. Kansas has put up scores so far this year of 46 and 31. Again, to Wagner and Fresno State. So it's not they're not world beaters.
Yeah, yeah.
But they can clearly score, and they can play good defense, too.
That'll be a fun one to watch. I really do. I've got Western Kentucky as my upset pick. They're playing Toledo, and I think the line was locked in at 6.5.
Yeah.
Also, you and I both around the 6.5 mark.
It's a G5-on-G5 matchup. It should be fairly even.
Do we have any faith? I mean, Toledo, are you kidding me? I think Western Kentucky could get them. Conference USA, how about it?
Conference USA versus MAC.
I like it. I don't know that it'll happen, but I can't wait to tell you, Tolos, I told you so.
Isaac just got his pick in. He's going Michigan +5.5 over Oklahoma. Let's see, Twisted Whisker got his in. He's taking UNLV +2.5 over UCLA. Cowboy Styles wants Sam Houston +6.5 over Hawaii.
Get him in. Let's go. Keep him rolling. I mean, we cannot underperform this week compared to our number from a week ago. We were, I think, 160, somewhere around there.
We're at 93 now. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming, Tolos, at 844-326-3663. Let's talk a little NFL football. The NFL is back tonight. What we think is going to happen, Cowboys, Eagles, what Diesel and I are also predicting tonight, and what you Tolos are predicting as well. Do the Eagles have a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover? And I'll tell you what my Cowboys go this season, their season record next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
A lot of upset picks continuing to come in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line during the break. We want you to keep sending them in at 844-326-3663. But we, Diesel, have football, real football, that we can watch tonight on our television screens.
I wouldn't go that far. The Cowboys are playing.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. We're continuing the trash talk. Oh, y'all keep talking trash. Tomorrow, y'all aren't going to have anything to say. That's the fun part, because that's where we're going in this segment, Diesel. We're talking about the Eagles-Cowboys tonight. Also want to hear from you Tolos out there at 844-FAN-PHONE. Real simple, who wins tonight? What's your prediction for the very first NFL game of the season? Give us a little score prediction if you want. Bonus points is there as well. But Diesel, the Philadelphia Eagles, we all know, Super Bowl champions, they obliterated the Kansas City Chiefs in last year's Super Bowl, right? Tonight, favored by 8.5, a pretty big spread for the NFL. You mentioned it earlier. The Cowboys coming into this game with question marks at the run game, question marks on defense at linebacker, with Micah Parsons obviously being traded last week over to the Green Bay Packers. So the Philadelphia Eagles, did they lose some guys? Sure. They lost two really good defensive linemen to free agency that I do think will be big pieces that they're missing in 2025. But doesn't it feel like tonight the Cowboys just have to answer so many more questions about their team that it doesn't feel like a good spot for the Cowboys to win?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the adage is as true in the NFL as it is in college football to say, you know, that the defenses are just ahead of the offenses.
Yeah.
This Dallas Cowboys team is going to have to figure a lot out. They're going to have to figure out the running game. I think the passing game is going to be fine with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens out there and Dak throwing them the ball. Everybody's healthy going into the season. I think they're going to be fine throwing the football, but is that going to turn them into a one-dimensional team? I know the NFL is pass-heavy anyway, but when you look at the other side of the football there and Saquon Barkley being there with the Eagles, it shows you what having a quality run game can do for you. That I think a lot of teams and franchises have forgotten for a long time, having that explosive kind of run game is a game changer in the NFL, especially when everybody is building their teams to sell out to stop the pass.
Look, the plain and simple, Diesel, the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl without Saquon Barkley last year. Like, they just don't. He was the difference maker. He was the cherry on top, per se, that took Philadelphia from really good to great. And with Saquon Barkley, what they were able to do last year, what I think they'll be able to do this year, it's tough, to your point. It's tough to stop because they have so many weapons on the outside. They have the best running back in football, right? They have a really good quarterback, really good defense. Reed Blankenship and those guys back there, they're tough. The Eagles have been really good at home lately. The over has hit in 6 of the last 8 games between these two. So to your point about passing a lot tonight, maybe expect some high-scoring affair tonight. The Eagles are on an 11-game home winning streak and have covered the spread in 6 of their last 7 home games. So pretty impressive there, Diesel. You've won 11 at home in a row, covered the spread 6 of their last 7. Cowboys have struggled historically as heavy underdogs like this. They have a 1-5 straight-up record in their last 6 games when getting a touchdown or more. So, like, you look at this line tonight, 8.5 points, and you know how you and I always talk about, we talked about it with App State last week, like, what trick does Vegas have up their sleeve tonight? Do I think Dallas could win the game? I do think Dallas could win the game, but I will tell you this. I joked about it earlier, Diesel, with the Super Bowl hangover. I'm not joking. In order for Dallas to win tonight, I think Philadelphia would have to come out and just come out and completely not show up, right? Well, turnovers, not look like themselves.
It's worth something, though, as well, to say that Dallas Cowboys are under new management. Not Jerry. I'm talking about Schottenheimer. I mean, you tell me, transitioning to this new Schottenheimer system, I mean, that's got to change some things for Dallas.
We'd hope. I mean, I'll tell you this.
Unless you don't want it to be more of the same.
Well, I go back to what I said a minute ago. There are a lot of unknowns. You know how this week we've talked about Clemson and the problem with running back, the problem with the offensive line, some issues. Like, we didn't know those problems existed until Saturday night. The deal with the Cowboys is we know that at running back, they're relying on Miles Sanders and Jaden Blue, who they just drafted from Texas, right? You talked about George Pickens coming in. New receiver. Him and Dak have never played in the game before. Some questions at offensive line in a few positions. Defensive linebackers. I mean, there are a lot of question marks. Brian Schottenheimer, first game. How does the team react to losing Micah? Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of questions where you would look at this, if you're a better tonight, and think, man, I know sometimes you might want to fade, you might want to go with the underdog, but realistically, Diesel, it just seems like this tonight set up in a big way. The Eagles are they're dropping a banner tonight. They're being recognized. You know, it just seems as if realistically I could see it being a 14-point game tonight.
So you're saying that all of your bullishness on the Cowboys and their chance to win is just false hope?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
It's false hope. It's false hope every year, every game. It's always false hope.
Ah, okay.
That's what we live off of as Cowboy fans. There's nothing realistic that you ever think, oh, wait, we could win this game. Like,
You should go get a custom-made jersey from NFLShop.com, pay whatever it costs, $400 for a custom jersey? It's nuts.
Yeah.
And just put false hope across the back.
That's a good point. I'm with it. Hey, I will tell you this, though. Dak Prescott tonight, I think, will probably Diesel throw the football more than they would like him to. We mentioned Brian Schottenheimer coming in first year. Mike McCarthy always said, he was always real big on hey, I want to run the football. Let's establish the ground game. You mentioned Philadelphia. They're going to be able to run the ball tonight, no doubt. We'll see. There are so many matchups within the game that are going to be fun to watch tonight. Number one, how Dallas does stop the run or try to stop the run with Saquon back there. With Kenny Clark, their new interior defensive line. How Dallas does tonight against the run game, number one. That's big up front, right? Number two, going back to Dak and Schottenheimer, Diesel, on the flip side, I don't think Dallas will be able to run the football tonight. I think if you look as a team, Dallas might rush for 70 yards tonight. So with that being said, I could very well see a scenario tonight where Dak Prescott throws it 40 times. And that's not what you really want, right? We saw that a little bit under Kellen Moore. But I do think you could see a scenario tonight where the pressure's on Dak. And how many times in Dak Prescott's career have we seen this movie where the Cowboys are trailing Diesel? Dak has to throw it 94 times to try to play catch-up because you have no run game. You're trying to score points and do it in a quick fashion. I just don't like going back to the whole false hope thing that you joked about. I don't like the way this one kind of spells out for Dallas tonight. I just don't look at it a realistic path to victory. That's the problem.
See, I can't tell. I know you're serious about that. I can't tell if James is being serious or if James is simply sandbagging. He says Philly should be used to celebrating, getting all full of themselves, and then losing for no reason.
Ooh.
So I guess he's pulling some Eagles historical data there.
Ooh.
Dan B wants to know over-under on the tush push
That's
tonight.
A good one.
Can we bet on that? I'm sure you can. I'm sure somebody's got a line on that somewhere.
That's a good thought.
This is going to be an interesting one. You really wish, I guess if you're Dallas, in this short term, you really wish you could have gotten a linebacker to replace Micah, to get a decent run-stopping linebacker. But obviously the Packers weren't willing to give that up, and Jerry was willing to take two first-round picks.
I will say, I just told you for the past 5 minutes that I think Philadelphia should win tonight. Mm. But if you asked me, Diesel, how Dallas can win tonight, Dak Prescott, when healthy, in his career has been a really, 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 really good quarterback. Top 10, top 5 quarterback, right? 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I can't remember exactly what year, every statistical category, he was better than Mahomes in every single one of them. He stayed healthy the whole year. He had a great year. Dak, I think it was 23. So if you told me tomorrow the Cowboys really were going to be talking about the Cowboys win, I could see it. I just think ultimately it'd be a pass-heavy game, CD George Pickens, 2 touchdowns apiece maybe, and then the Philadelphia Eagles, as I kind of joked about a minute ago, are turning the football over, being a little uncharacteristic. Because, Super Bowl hangovers sometimes are a real thing. You won the Super Bowl a season ago. How you perform tonight, what, 8 months after the Super Bowl? I mean, you can't just all of a sudden come out and say Philadelphia is going to win tonight and win by 14 points. You would like to think that, but at the end of the day, Dallas has got players. They've got athletes. They've got really good talent, but the little things that Dallas always fails to do, I think that's where Philadelphia is probably going to shine tonight.
It's going to be a fun one to watch, man. Early season football, always a blast. We'll see. You know, if the Eagles can keep it rolling, again, like you said, dynasties are hard to repeat, especially when everybody is targeting you and it's a rivalry game and there's a little something extra. You know, maybe losing Micah galvanizes this defense. Maybe they say, you know what? We don't need him. We can play better without him. We can actually stuff the run without him instead of having one of our defensive ends just running roughshod into the backfield and leaving us out here on an island to try to take down a runner. But that's easier said than done.
John Dogg, real
Saquon
quick.
Saquon on the other side.
John Dogg says the Cowboys can't beat Philly's scout team.
Ooh,
that's a little rough there, John Dogg. We'll see. Maybe we'll be surprised tomorrow.
Very upsetting gets in his upset pick, and he is the 100th upset pick, by the way.
Wait, that's his name?
Very upsetting, yeah. So he's clearly a Cowboys fan.
I love it.
He's taking Mississippi State plus 6.5, hosting Arizona State on Saturday. How about that? Tolo's 844-326-3663. Don't wait until the last minute to get us your upset picks for week number 2. Go to ESPN.com, find a game where you think the underdog wins, and then text us with your name, the game, and the spread, and we'll get you into the game. When we come back, Cole, a slippery slope continues to get slicker and slicker, and college football faces another existential crisis. We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Cole, Roll Tide Willie is upset. He is throwing chairs in the woods over Alabama being ranked 21st in the newest AP poll, but that is not the biggest problem facing college football right now, Cole. The slippery slope of players suing and getting what they want just continues to get slicker, and the process continues to pick up speed. Huh. It's going to be tough now for our listeners' sons, grandsons, nephews, kids that go to high school near them to find roster spots at good college football programs, because we now have players, a class action lawsuit of 10 players, including two Vanderbilt guys, who are claiming that the NCAA's eligibility rules violate antitrust laws. The rule that says college athletes get five-year time spans to complete 4 years of eligibility. The attorney representing the suit, Ryan Downton, says that these players are not aiming to completely remove eligibility restrictions, but they believe they should be able to compete in games for all 5 years that they're allowed to be on the team. So the rule, again, that states you only get 4 years of eligibility, we've skirted around it for years with red shirt rules and shutting guys down after four games. They want to remove that from the game completely and say you're in school for 5 years, you can play for all 5 years. What do you think?
I understand playing 5 years, but why do we want to continue increasing the age? You know,
yeah,
that's my whole thing with it. I mean, what is our goal here? What's our end goal? What are we trying to do? Do we want, you know, 30-year-olds playing college? Diego Pavia,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know. Hunter Renfro, I heard, just came back, and he's at Clemson now,
yeah, well,
right?
Why not let him come back to college after they've played a couple of years of the NFL?
I just don't love it. And again, you mentioned it. You called it a slippery slope. I think there's got – look, COVID, that's one thing. But why do we have 19 COVID years all of a sudden, right? You get the COVIDs, and then you get the injury, then you get – I mean, these dudes have been in college for 44 yeah. years now. That's enough.
They've gotten how many exceptions to the rule to allow them to take extra years in college and be on a roster for longer? Like you said, you get the 4 years, and then you get a redshirt year, and then you get an injury redshirt year, and then we had guys with the COVID year, and there's still guys on Clemson's football team with COVID years of eligibility, and it's been 5 years.
This is the last year of that, by the way.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And look, again, these players are not suing because they want to remove eligibility restrictions completely, but you know that that's the next step. Right?
Yep.
I mean, if they say, all right, now you can play for all 5 years, a couple years from now they're going to sue and say we want a sixth year of eligibility. And then they're going to sue and we want a seventh year of eligibility. And you know what this is about? This is about guys that are not going to go to the NFL, are not going to make a career and a living to go play, saying, you know what, we can make money off of our name, image, and likeness while we're in college, so let's try to stay in college as long as possible. They're trying to Van Wilder this thing
yeah.
and figure out ways to stay in college for as long as possible.
Yeah, well, look, the reality is it all always what? Comes back to money.
Sure.
Right? Whether we're talking about ratings, poll, it always comes back to money. And these guys, you know, you said it right there. Were they begging to stay and get more education?
Right.
You know, 10 years ago? No. The question is, are these guys that are suing even good enough to play or see the field and get an IL, right? I mean, evidently so, but
right.
Man, that's my biggest bugaboo with it. You want to stay, that's fine, but are you good enough? Are you going to see the field?
Right.
Are you going to get on NIL? I don't know.
I think they're all just kind of sitting around hoping that another year gives them that opportunity to pop and move up to a bigger school, make more money at NIL somewhere else. To me, it's like the debate over minimum wage changes at McDonald's. Kids want $20 an hour to go flip burgers and drop French fries into fry oil. Well, working at McDonald's wasn't supposed to be a career. It's supposed to be the short-term opportunity that gets you into the job market, establishes you in the workforce, helps you learn basic skills of being an employable person, and then you move on to other opportunities.
I'd go work there for $20 an hour.
Me too. Those McDonald's fries, I mean, I wouldn't say they're delicious.
They're not delicious. Are you kidding me?
It's weird that you can drop a McDonald's French fry on the floorboard of your car and it's there for 6 months
they're
and
so
hasn't
good.
Changed.
They're so
no,
good.
No, they're not.
Add that salt to them. Are you kidding? Oh my God.
The NCAA, I'm sure McDonald's, by the way, has their own salt. I know they have their own Coca-Cola flavor, but the NCAA responded by saying the NCAA stands by its eligibility rules, including the five-year rule, which enables student-athletes to access life-changing opportunity to be a student-athlete. The NCAA is making changes to modernize college sports, but attempts to dismantle widely supported academic requirements can only be addressed by partnering with Congress. That's the NCAA saying, please, Congress, come save us. Trying again.
Tiger Pal Rachel says on X, at the Cole Bryson, at Diesel on Radio, if they make it 5 years, they should do away with red shirts, etc. No exceptions.
Why are we making them go to class?
Yeah.
At that
class.
Point.
What's
yeah.
that? What
yeah,
is class?
Most of them barely go to class anyway. So why don't we just remove that requirement completely?
What is class? Tolo's a big hour number four coming your way. We're going to take you on an audio blitz, a road trip, going across the country with the top audio in the sports world. Also, Clay Hendricks at 6:22, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins, all that and more right here on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.